This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
An awards night win, a quick joke, and suddenly a woman's private life is up for public judgment. When Rose Byrne accepted her Golden Globe, attention shifted fast from her performance to why her husband wasn't in the room. Well, why are women's successes still filtered through expectations about partners and proper support?
Gender, sexuality, and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know, and if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Hello, Warren. Thanks for having me.
What specifically about Rose Byrne's comment about her husband not being there triggered such a strong reaction online?
Yeah, so she gave her acceptance speech, and in it she mentioned that her husband, who's also an actor, Bobby Cannavale, that he wasn't there because he'd taken their kids to go and get a bearded dragon, that there's a one-day-a-year exotic animal reptile exhibition, and this was the place that you had to go to get this bearded dragon, and that that's where he was. And it seemed like a rather sweet thing for her to say. It didn't seem like she was upset about it, but online, people took this as he'd failed her, that he should have been with her on this very important night of her career, and that him not being there made him a bit of a jerk.
But we don't know sort of the other side, do we? Like, who, for all we know, it might be that the kids were pestering her and she said, oh my goodness, can you go and get this dragon, please, whilst I'm at the awards? It's a perfect opportunity.
Well, someone has to look after the kids, so that's the first part, because there'd be people straight away, you know, mentioning not ideal to leave them in the car or at home, particularly given that they're young. But the fact that she told the story and was laughing while she told it, and the people in the room seemed to understand the tone in which she was telling this story, I'm surprised that people aren't willing to take her at her word. It seems like people are very willing to read a lot into things, because she had already preempted about 3 or 4 days prior to the awards ceremony. She appeared on a talk show and mentioned that her husband wasn't going to be at the Golden Globes because he was taking the kids to get this bearded dragon. So this wasn't an out of the blue, he sort of decided to ditch her story. It felt like it was quite planned and agreed upon. And I think the story interests me because I think it's one of those things where people project a lot onto people's relationships. I certainly, most relationships I've ever seen, I'm often thinking, I'm not sure how your dynamic works. It looks a little dodgy, right? I'm always thinking that. So it's not a surprise to me that people are looking at another couple, particularly a celebrity couple, and making judgments. I'm just surprised that they air those judgments to a public audience online and think that they know better.
Lauren, let's be hypothetical. If a male actor joked that his wife missed the ceremony because of childcare, how do you think that would have been received?
Look, I think it's hard to, because on one hand you could say, well, that's always the expectation, isn't it, that women stay home with the kids. So that, I guess the question would be, is that woman in this story also an actor? Because then there is this argument, well, if she's home with the kids, she's not getting that opportunity to network at such an event as the Golden Globe. So look, I think it's open to being read in lots of different ways. I'm just surprised, though, that people are very willing to brand him a bad husband. But I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and she was telling me a friend of hers had a career sort of lifetime achievement award thing to go to, and her husband didn't turn up. He had some sort of conflict, and she felt very, very let down by that, and it really affected their relationship. I absolutely think if Rose Byrne seemed upset, or if any of our friends seemed upset that their partner didn't go to this one event, I would absolutely side with people saying the spouse was a jerk. I just don't feel that's the case here. And there's also footage of her FaceTiming her husband after she got the award. It seems like they have a decent relationship. I'm surprised there are so many online pundits feeling that they're in the position to judge a good and a bad relationship.
Lauren, if I was Rose's, I mean, I wouldn't want to turn up to the awards myself. I'd rather say, oh, can't someone just go?
Same. That's also where my brain goes to.
Yet alone a partner. Like, I love
Yeah, this. I mean, this is also where I'm thinking. This idea of being forced to go to someone's work function, like, it's bad enough if you had to go to your own work function, let alone someone in there, the same industry. But I don't look at those events and think that they'd be fun. I think there are a lot of sitting around waiting.
Now, this text, I love this text that came in from Anonymous saying, I think perhaps Rose and fam think the awards are as important as I do.
Look, I think this is a good point as well, in that sense that I think the esteem of any of these awards, you and I will talk about no doubt the Oscars in a couple of months' time, don't have the clout that they once did. The ceremonies are not watched the same way that they once were either. And I can imagine that in a couple, that idea of simply saying it's easier for one parent to stay at home with the kids makes sense, particularly given that her family are actually in Australia. So that adds another layer of, you know, is it easy to just find someone to stay with the children as well?
We're chatting with Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne about the reaction to Rose Byrne's Golden Globe speech and why it sparked such a strong response. Lauren, why do women's career milestones so often turn into conversations about their personal lives rather than their work?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking of a couple of stories from last year, although I'm sure there's been many more than this, of women running marathons and their husbands proposing at the finishing line, or giving this sort of handing the children over at the finishing line, as though children and becoming married or an engagement, that this is the time to really fuse those things. Why can't she just cross the finishing line and let that be a victory for her? And this kind of thing gets a lot of attention online as, why can women not just get their flowers without other people having to glom onto it? And I also think that there's an element of that here, in the sense that, yes, Rose Byrne has a husband, yes, she has kids, but she's also a person who has a career of her own. And what is the big deal about her standing up there? I can see the one interpretation being your spouse should be there to support you, but she's a woman in her own right with a career that predated Bobby Cannavale and her kids. And I just kind of feel, from in my own case, there are some situations it's okay to tackle on your own, and it doesn't diminish the quality of the relationships you have. It's just that they're two separate parts of life. Because I also think women have really struggled for a really long time of being seen as separate to their partners, particularly if their partner is in the industry, because there's always that thing of, is there sort of reflected glory? Are they just, you know, not the nepo baby, but the idea that their fame is only because of their spouse? I like the fact that she's there on her own, separate from all of those important but nonetheless distinct entanglements.
Lauren, you know a term I hate? My other half.
As though you were only half a person
before whole.
They met you and made you feel complete. Yeah. It's cringe. Well, I don't know. It just feels like such a bunch of cliches.
Atomic Kitten.
Atomic Kitten. I just feel it's one of those things, isn't it, that you're waiting around for somebody to make you feel okay. I can see the idea of a partner, you know, making you feel better and a whole lot of other good qualities, but the idea that you were incomplete before you met them, I think raises a lot of psychological issues, particularly because you think about the high percentage and high likelihood of a relationship ending. Did they walk away with half of you?
Jess in Brunswick says she won an award. Why isn't that enough?
Yeah, I think it's a reason. And also, she's going home to a husband who seems to really love her, and kids that presumably really love her. She's not lacking in any respect. I think this is more of an insight into online culture and that very, very quick, rapid willingness to judge relationships from afar and to read a lot into stuff that is probably nowhere near as complicated as people are trying to make out. It's a bearded dragon. You could actually say, isn't Bobby Cannavale a pretty decent dad in this story?
Yeah, that's true. Priya in Carlton says, let women have success without conditions.
Yeah, And I think it's a really important point, because it's that idea of, again, being able to have a career, being able to get rewarded in that career and not have it viewed through the lens of, does this make you a good wife? Does this make you a good mother? Does this mean you're loved enough? Because only she can determine that. And she seemed to find this whole story quite amusing.
I like this one. Dean in Hawthorne. It was a joke, not a confession.
I don't think it was a confession. It's also a story she told a couple of days prior as well. I think she found it funny. The audience in the room seemed to find it funny. I think, though, she did feel that she had to explain where her husband is, and that's probably a bit of an indictment as well on the fact that she felt you had to say something at all because you're married, that you are expected to turn up with your partner.
Lauren, I found a Tommy Kitten whole again.
Now I know what it is. You can make me. Yes, I know what it is.
Talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, Warren. Talk to you then.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.